Let's talk sunflowers with the product. Oh, Allison Pukshevinsky of Newseed. Give me help on your title again. I always blow it.
That's okay. Sunflower Product Manager.
Sunflower Product Manager. Alrighty. Well, we just visited with Scott Kanoki over in Minnewaukan on the dryness around here, and the drier it is, the likelihood there might be more sunflower acres this year.
That's very true. You know, there's a lot of processors out there that are still looking for acres. So there's people that are, I think, still maybe making some last-minute changes. Just got a call yesterday afternoon, somebody right in the valley that kind of finally decided that he should look at some contracts.
And the reason for that would be, of course, what act of God, but like all the other crops, an incredible price of for sunflowers.
Oh, there is. And you want to know what? It keeps going up. You know, right now at the crush plants, you can get contracts for $26, $27. And this doesn't even include any oil premiums that you would get. So let's just say, for example, you have a $27 base price, and so that 2-for-1 premium, for anything over 40%, you get paid on that. So if you have 44%, say, oil content, which is very obtainable, you know, you're looking at $29 or over for a contract price, and that is just really, really fantastic. And of course, that's just for the crush. There's you know, bird food buyers that are also looking for new crop contracts, you know, not only in the valley region, but you know, west and down into South Dakota. Of course, that's big bird food country. And then even on the con oil side of things, there's some really good con oil contracts out there, and there's even still some confection contracts that are out there as well. And they're all looking and trying to fight for these last minute acres.
Yeah, and the pandemic of 2020 lingering now into 2021, a lot of people stayed at home and realized, hey, feeding the birds is kind of fun. So there's lots of demand. The people are cooking and using sunflower oil. They were going to baseball games this summer, chewing them sunflower seeds. I mean, just in the law of supply and demand, demand is really on the rise for sunflowers.
There is, and you know, you bring up a really good point on the bird food side of things. So, yeah, one thing they noticed that during the pandemic, it really brought a new interest for people to buy bird food that typically didn't. So that was, you know, people across all genres, you know, because they're staying at home, they're working from their kitchen table, and they wanted to be able to look out at their deck and you know, see the birds that are coming in. So that's really great news for our industry. And then, of course, you know, even in my household, we typically either, depending upon what we're cooking, it's either olive oil, sunflower oil, or canola oil.
And all of those, well, except for the olives, I don't see many olive trees around here. But the
no, there's not. But there are maybe a few instances where I would use that instead.
Yeah, Russian olive, too, but that's about it. So now, as product manager, what are some varieties that'll give guys a great return on investment or a great profit margin this year in sunflowers?
Well, there's really a few things that you really want to narrow it down to. And, you know, one of it is planting for the maturity that you want, depending upon your planting date. So I'm in Devil's Lake area. Here in northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota, people tend to plant earlier. The earlier you plant, the better odds you have that, you know, you'll have an earlier harvest or that you can maybe desiccate. So, you know, taking that into consideration, you know, on whether or not you would possibly want to desiccate, you know, get that stuff off, get it in the bin. That way you don't have to worry about birds, or any late season storms that we sometimes get. But, you know, Phomopsis is a big topic. Of course, a lot of diseases come up if we have rain. We aren't going to know what the weather is going to look like in August and September time frame when that stuff really starts showing up in the field. But that is definitely a topic that that growers look at, and things that they look at on, what is the late season stock health of of the product. And then, another thing to consider is if you're also selling into the crush market, looking at the oil content potentials of hybrids. Of course, oil content can vary on some environmental things, but, hybrids do have varying levels of their capabilities for oil content. So also look at some of that.
All right, Allison Puk-Szewinski, the product manager, sunflower product manager for Nuseed. And again, there's a lot of interest in sunflowers, acreage on the increase because of, for the last couple of years, been trying to build up those resources of sunflower in the bin, and for the processors, they're running short. So how do folks get more info on sunflowers from Nuseed?
Yeah, so Nuseed.com. They can go on there, and then if there are any growers that are looking at some last minute contract things and they don't know where to go, National Sunflower Association lists processors, but people are always more than welcome to give me a call as well. So my number 701-630-8122. And, I'd be happy to point somebody in the direction, helping to line them up with a processor and who to contact for that.
Okay. Allison, thank you so much for the visit. Have a great summer, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Have a great day, Mick.
You the same. Thank you.